Be'ezras Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. HaKadosh Baruch, everyone, tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moriah, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf was Yuma Daf Lamed Daled. I want to begin with just one quick observation from yesterday's daf. We ended yesterday's daf. It's really today's daf. That's why I can again have a good excuse. We just said V'arach aleh ola, ha'ola hi ola rishona, that the carbon tamid shel shachar always has to be the first thing. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked the question: a guy who walks into shul and they're up to musaf, he didn't daven shachar yet. So what should he do? Should he daven tefillah b'tzibur musaf and then shachar, or shachar first? So he quotes this gemara. So our Gemara seems to say that the Tamid Shel Shachar always has to be first. So even though he's going to miss Minyan with Musaf, he's going to daven both tefillos, not B'tzibur. Better he should daven Shachar first and miss Musaf, and then daven Musaf by himself. Okay. Says the Gemara, we are up to the words, today's daf is Lamed Daled, and we're up to the words, Umincha Lachavitin. So we're going through in Abaye's order, what comes before what? So the carbon mincha that comes, the minchas nesachim, the carbon mincha that comes with the carbon tamid, came before the loaves that the Kohen Gadol brought every day. The mincha with the tamid came before the chavitin. Where do we know that from? Because the Torah says, la'akrivi shel Hashem, ola u'mincha. Right after the carbon comes the mincha. Says the Gemara, v'chavitin l'nesachim. How do you know that the Kohen Gadol's loaves came before the wine pourings? They came next. Shum mincha. The Gemara answers, well, you want to have minchas next to minchas. So we just brought the minchas nesachim. So after that, we bring the carbon, the Kohen Gadol's minchas chavitin. Says the Gemara, what comes after the chavitin? Unusachin lemusafin. And the wine pourings came before the carbon musaf. Where do you get that from? Says the Gemara, zevach unusachim. What is it? Lakrivi shel Hashem, olo mincha zevach unusachim. That the wine pourings have to be attached to the carbon. Says the Gemara, Umusafin libazichin, and the carbon musaf comes before the two spoonfuls of frankincense burnt on the mizbeach that came with the lechem upon him. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya bazichin kodon the musafin. Why are you telling me the musaf comes before the spoonfuls of frankincense? We have a brisa that says the spoonfuls of frankincense come before the carbon musaf. Answers the Gemara, Tanoihi, you're right, it is a machlokas tanaim in Maseches Psachim on Daf Nunches between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. At least that's Abaye's version of the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva. If you look in the Gemara there, Rava has a different explanation of the machlokas, and that's why Abaye doesn't say not only a libid abba shol, but a libid rabbi Yishmael, because he knows there's another way of understanding that. As opposed to a libid abba shol, it's got to be a libid abba shol. So the Gemara says, so who is it according to? Amar Abaye, Mistavra, Kamando Amar, Musaf, and Kodum Lubasichen. It makes sense to say like Rabbi Yishmael, who says that the carbon musaf comes before the spoonfuls of frankincense. Why? Lav me, Amar, didn't we say that Baboker, Lahaktim, that some of the avodas it said, like by the Ketores, it said Baboker, to show that it goes early. Hachanami, when it comes to the spoonfuls of frankincense, it says the opposite. What does it say? It says Biyom, Biyom. It says Biyom HaShabbos, Biyom HaShabbos Ya'archenu, when referring to the Lechem Haponim and the Bazichei Levona. So since it says biyom biyom le'acher, so baboker means got to be early, but biyom biyom says you have all day long to bring it, so that shows that you can do it late. You could do it late. So Rashi says it means biyom implies in the middle of the day and not in the morning, and Rabbein Eliyakim says no, biyom just means you have all day to do it, so you could do it later. Says the Gemara, my time and demand Omar. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Akiva, who says Bazichin Kodmin Lemusafin? What's the reasoning of the person who says no, the opposite, that the spoonfuls of frankincense were brought on the Mizbeach prior to the Karban Musaf? Answers the Gemara, Gomar chuka chuka michavitin. We learn Gzeira Shava chuka chuka, because by the chavitin it says chak olam la'ashem kolil taktar. By the spoonfuls of frankincense it says, the bazichei levoina, which are the spoonfuls of frankincense, it says, kodesh kodeshim hi chak olam. So just like the chavitin come before the musafin, so too the bazichin come before the musafin. It says, well, wait a second, if you're learning it out from the chavitin, if you're learning out the bazichin from the chavitin, learn it all the way. Learn it out all the way, and just like the chavitim came before the wine pourings, maybe the bazichin should also come before the wine pourings, answers the Gemara. No, l'hachi ahani biyom biyom la'acher. Well, we learn it out a little bit like the chavitin, but not all the way like the chavitin, because we still have biyom biyom that says do it a little bit later. So we do it early, before the musafin, but we do it later after the nisachim. So it's a little early and a little bit late, says the Gemara. Now, we go back to the words of the Mishnah about the time of the Ketores of Shacharis, the incense burned in the morning, and the Ketores Shalbein Arabayim, and the incense burned in the afternoon. Says the Mishnah, Ketores Shal Shachar Hisakreva Bein Dam La'Ivarim. The Ketores of the morning. So the Mishnah said the Ketores of the morning was between the blood and the limbs. Now, wait a second. Where, how does this fit in with the dispute between Abba Shol and the Chachamim of what came in between the two candle lightings, right? The candle cleanings. We had the five candle cleanings, then either the blood or the Ketores. Abba Shol said the blood, Chacham said the Ketores. Then we had the two candles. So wait a second. Says the Gemara, money. Who is the author of our Mishnah who says that the Ketores was between the blood and the limbs? Who's the author? E Rabbanon. If you want to tell me that the author of our Mishnah is the Chachamim. So they say, wait a second, the blood came before the candles. Chachamim say it went blood, five candles, Ketores, two candles, limbs. Say that again. Blood, according to Chachamim, was blood, five candles, Ketores, two candles, limbs. So why does it say the Ketores was between the blood and the limbs? It's not really true, Chachamim. It was between the blood and the candles that the Ketores was. Because according to Chachamim, the blood was before the five, then you had the five candles, then the limbs, then the two candles, then, right, again, because according to the Chachamim, you had the blood, then the five candles, then the Ketores, then the two candles, then the limbs. So if you want to tell me when the Ketores was, it was Bein Dam L'Neros. It was in between the blood and the two candles. If you're telling me it's between the blood and anything, it's going to be between the blood and the two candles. That's when the Ketores was. It was actually right in between the five candles and the two candles, but if you're telling me between the blood, it would be between the blood and the two candles, because the blood came before the five candles, which and then came the Ketores, then came the two candles, then came the Ivarim. So it should be Bein Dam L'Neros, and if the author of the Mishnah is Abba Shol, so then it should have said, it comes Bechlal, the Ketores came Bechlal after everything, according to Abba Shol. It came between the two candles and the limbs. Because according to Abba Shol, the order was five candles, blood, two candles, Ketores, Evarim. So the Ketores came between the two candles and the Evarim. Answers the Gemara, La'olam Rabbanani. No. Really, it's Rabbanan. Uvesidjalo Kamari. But the Mishnah wasn't including the candles because the candles don't have to do with these sacrifices. It was a whole separate story. So saying, if you're just looking at the avodas of the sacrifices, so the Mishnah says, the Ketores would come between the blood and the Evarim, according to Chachamim. Yeah, it's true, the candles were in there too. But in terms of the sacrifice, it was between the blood and the Evarim, as opposed to Abba Shol, who Abba Shol said that it was not between the blood and the Evarim. Because according to Abba Shaul, the Ketores happened earlier, prior to everything. Says the Gemara. So that's the Ketores in the morning. We have the dispute between Chachamim and Abba Shaul. The Mishnah says, like the Chachamim, that the Ketores came between, it went blood, then Ketores, then Eivarim, in the morning. That was in the morning. But the Mishnah said, Shalbein Arabayim, Haisa Kreva Bein Eivarim, Linesachim, was after the Eivarim, Sarabaisai. In the morning, the Ketores came before the Eivarim, and in the afternoon, the Ketores came after the Eivarim. So says the Gemara, Minahani Milei. How do we know that in the morning the Ketores came before the Eivarim, and in the evening the Ketores came after the Eivarim? Where do you get that from? I would think logically, same time comes in the morning, that's when it should come in the afternoon. It says the Gemara Minani Milei, from where do we know these words that in the afternoon? In the morning, the Ketores came before the Eivarim, and in the afternoon, the Eivarim come before the Ketores. Amar Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, "Es hakeves echad taseh b'boker, ve'es hakeves hashni taseh b'nei b'ayim, kiminchas haboker uchenisko taseh." That the mincha of the afternoon is like the mincha of the morning. Ma minchas haboker ketores kodemes linesachim, right? Keminchas haboker uchenisko taseh. That the relationship between the mincha and the wine in the afternoon should be the same as the morning. Ma minchas haboker ketores kodemes linesachim. Just like when we come to the carbon mincha in the morning, the ketores comes before the minchas nesachim. Afkan, so too in the afternoon, Ketores kodemes l'nesachim. The Ketores comes before the Minchas Nesachim. Says the Gemara, okay, if you're comparing the afternoon to the morning, well then, imal ha'alon Ketores kodemes l'evarim. If by the Tumid Shel Shachar the Ketores comes before the limbs, afkan Ketores kodemes l'evarim. The Ketores shouldn't only be before the wine pourings, it should be even before the limbs. Answers the Gemara, no. Miksiv ke'evari ha'boker. Keminchas ha'boker k'siv. It doesn't say that the afternoon carbon is like the evarim of the morning. It doesn't say the afternoon ketores is like the evarim of the morning. It says keminchas ha'boker k'siv. Keminchas ha'boker v'lo ke'evari ha'boker. That the Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim is equivalent to the Tamid Shel Shachar as far as the minchas nesachim as the mincha. But it is not like the Tamid Shel. We derive from this that it is not like the Tamid Shel Shachar as far as the limbs. So therefore, the Ketores of the afternoon does not become before the limbs, even though the carbon Tamid Shel Shachar, the Ketores does come before the limbs. And the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, the Ketores comes before the Minchas Nesachim, just like in the Tamid Shel Shachar, the carbon of the Ketores comes before the Minchas Nesachim. But in the morning, it's before the limbs, and in the afternoon, it's after the limbs. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. What about the pasuk right before this? We have a machlokas, Rebbe and Chachamim. How to read the pasuk right before this? Tana Rabbana. V'nisko reviyis ayin lakeves ha'echod. Right? Es hakeves echad taseh baboker. V'is hakeves hashanin taseh menabayim. V'asiris ha'yifal solos l'mcha b'lo b'shem. Olas t'mira. V'nisko reviyis ayin lakeves ha'echod. So the wine pouring is a reviyis of a hin. Lakeves ha'echod. Now, which keves is that? So, one of the kvasim needs nisach hayayim. But we don't know whether we're talking about the carbon tamid shel shachar or the carbon tamid shel bein arbayim. Which one needs wine? Says the Gemara, Yilmad shel shachris mishel arvis. So, the first opinion, this is Tanakama, Rabbanon. Tanakama says like this, gentlemen. This is the way you read the parasha. It starts off, Esakeves achad taseh baboker, Veisakeves asheni taseh ben arbayim. And everything else in the parasha, Vasirus hafasol, Simchob alavashemen, Olas tamid, Ahasiyab hashnai, Lerech nichoch, Vinisko revius ahin. All of that, we just ended off talking about Vasakeves asheni taseh ben arbayim. So Rabbanon say the whole rest of the parasha is talking about the afternoon one. So in the afternoon one, you need wine pourings. So too, and you learn out the morning one from the afternoon one. Yilmad shel shachris mishel arvis. But the ikar pasuk of the wine pourings is talking about the korban tamid shel bein harbayim. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe disagrees. No, Rebbe says hakeves ha'achod. The pasuk says v'niskor v'yisayin lakeves ha'achod. It's talking about the korban tamid shel shachar. Rebbe disagrees. Arvis mishel shachris. You learn out that there's a wine pouring by the tamid shel bein harbayim. You learn out from the morning. Says the Gemara. Bishlam el rabbanon. Hi, b'tamid shel bein harbayim ksiv. I understand according to chachamim why we learn out shachris in the afternoon, because this pasuk v'nizkor v'yisayin lakeves ha'achod. Since we ended off talking about the korban tamid shel bein harbayim, makes sense that pasuk is talking about the korban tamid shel bein harbayim. Ela Rebbe my taima. What gives Rebbe the idea to say we're talking about the korban tamid shel shachar if we just finished talking about the korban tamid shel bein harbayim? Amar Rabbi Willa, no. Amar kol la keves ha'echad. Ezu keves shenemar bo echad. Havayom is the tamid shel shachar. What does it say? Es ha keves ha'echad taseh baboker. So which keves is called the keves ha'echad? So if in his korvis and the keves ha'echad, it's going back on as a keves ha'echad taseh baboker. Havayom is a tamid shel shachar. Okay, what do the rabbanon do with that? The rabbanon, my echad miyuchad shebe'edro. No, echad is not referring to the korban tamid shel shachar. Echad means that what type of animal should you use for the korban tamid? It should be miyuchad shebe'edro. It should be special. Well, how does Rebbe know that? The Rebbe, mi mivchar nidrechem nafka. He learns that from a whole different pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, that when you bring karbanos, you should always bring the nicest karban you have by nedavos. Virabanan, so why did the Rabbanan need echad? They have for mivchar nidrechem. Chad bechova, vichad benedava. No, we need pasuk to we need one pasuk to teach me that when you have an obligatory karban, you should bring from your best stuff. And another pasuk to teach me that when you bring an optional karban, you should bring from your best stuff. And Rashi explains you couldn't know one from the other, because on the one end, you might add a svara that an obligatory karban that you have to, it's a chiyuv, so that's got to be from your best stuff. But an optional thing, maybe it doesn't have to be from your best stuff, but you could have said the other way around. An optional karban, you're volunteering, you're bringing from yourself, you're going above and beyond. So if you want that carbon to be accepted, that's really got to be from your best stuff. But in a mandatory carbon, maybe doesn't have to be from your best stuff. So therefore, we need separate psukim for both. And the other opinion holds, no, you don't need separate psukim from both. Ha'echad means shachris, and mivchan edrechem means the other way around. Now, take a look at the top tesis. So we have machlokis here, Rebbe and Chachamim, by the Revi Yisahim, by the wine pourings. Rebbe says we learn arvis from shachris, and Rabbanan say we learn shachris from arvis. Is there any halachic, practical halachic difference between Rebbe and Rabbanan in this machlokas, or is it just mashmo's darshan? So take a look at the top tosfos. Tosfos says there would be a difference, there would be a nafkamina lahalacha. Let's say you only have one revius of wine. You only have one revius of wine. So Rebbe said the main pasuk is by shachris, then we learn arvis from shachris. Chachamim say the main pasuk is by Arvis. We learn Shachris and Arvis. Zok dehele getesvis. So Tosfos says, if you only had one revius of wine, according to Rebbe, you'd only use it for Shachris and not Bein Arbayim, because that's the main pasuk. But according to Chachamim, who say, we just finished talking about Bein Arbayim, we only use that. Take a look inside. Nearly. De'ika beinayu tzibush lohayolem nesachem el echad man. Let's say you only had enough wine for one wine pouring. Laman damer dugamar shel arvis mishel shachris imkain Shachas Iker, V'yakrivim Shachas. Ulamandam Gomer Shachas Arvis, Yakrivu Arvis. Fascinating. Ah, so that's what Tosis says. However, the Tosis Rush quotes, some say, according to Rabbi Nassan's opinion in Tainus, Mesechus Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that we learn out from the continuation of this pasuk, according to some, v'niskor v'yisem ba'kodesh hasek nesach sheichel Hashem, we actually learn out the din nisach hamayim from this same pasuk, according to one opinion. Right, we had the mem yud mem. That's halachah Moshe Mishnah, but apparently there are other opinions that learn out from this very pasuk. So according to that, Rebbe would hold that the nisach hamayim would happen in the morning. And Chachamim would hold the Nisach HaMayim would happen in the afternoon because they're arguing which carbon are we talking about over here. So on Sukkot, one opinion would hold the Nisach HaMayim in the morning. So says the Tosas Yishonim. Tosas Rush. Oh, so that's another practical difference. However, Rabbi Nechanan says, no, it's only a question of how to dash in the Pasuk. But they both agree La Halacha. Fine. Okay, let's continue. Hold on one second. So, in the Sefer Rav Pa'olim, Shelus Tshuvas Rav Pa'olim, he has the following dilemma. Apparently, the Hasidim, I think, do this, that by Shalosh Shudas, they drink a cup of wine. Because the Arizal writes that a person has to drink a cup of wine by Shalosh Shudas. The Arizal writes that way. So the question is, let's say you only have one cup of wine. What should you use it for? Drink it during the Shalosh Shudas? Or should you leave it for benching after Shalosh Shudas? So he wants to say, even though obviously the cup of benching is a real chiyuv, and this is more of a mitzvah, nevertheless, since this one comes first, maybe you should do that first. And he quotes from Tosfos that he wants to bring a riot from this Tosfos. Why? According to the opinion that says that we learn out Meyer from Shachris, so we don't bring the wine pouring now. We wait until Shachris, even though now it's Meyer. And if you hold Shachris is the main thing, so, and if you hold Ma'ariv is the main thing, that even though now it's Shachris, you wait till Ma'ariv. So even though the mitzvah of drinking wine in the middle of the meal is coming first, nevertheless, since benching is better, you should wait till benching. And that's what he says. Right? That's not what I said before, but that's what he says. He brings a riot from this. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what do we learn in the Mishnah? Im haya kohen gadol zakin oistinis. If the kohen gadol was old or he was very finicky and he wasn't going to be able to tolerate the freezing cold water of the mikvah, they didn't have a heating, they didn't have heated mikvahs. So they would heat it up, they would heat up water from before Yom Kippur and pour it in on Yom Kippur. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ashash yil shabazay mecham erev Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda has a little bit of a different Eitzah. He says they would heat up metal before Yom Kippur. Umatilim l'soch tzonin k'day sh'tafet tzinasan. And somehow it would stay hot. I don't know how it would stay hot. But then they would place these heated up metal bars into the water to heat it up. Ask the Gemara, v'alo mitzarev. Ask the Gemara, but wouldn't that be forming? That would be hardening and forming the metal into a kli. So isn't that a problem of makeh b'patish or misaking kli by putting this hot metal thing into the cold water? It's going to be mitzarif. It's going to like strengthen. It's going to strengthen the kli. Answers the Gemara. So it's a violation of Yom Kippur. Answers the Gemara. Amar of Bibi. Shelo higia letzarif. Nah. It wasn't hot enough and cold enough in order to really form the kli. Abai Omar Afilu Tema Shigil Tzeref, even if it was hot enough and cold enough to strengthen the key, the kli, Davar She'em Miskavein Mutter. It's a Davar She'em Miskavein, you're not intending, and therefore Davar She'em Miskavein is Mutter. And you got to say that it wasn't a psik resha, right? Because if it was a psik resha, it would be usser. So says the Ritva. Right, Tosas read the Ritva ask, Davar She'em Miskavein is only if it's not a psik resha. Sounds like here it should be a psik resha. So the Ritva answers, no. Psik resha is only if it's impossible otherwise. But here, even though the metal became to the level of tziruf, it's possible that you won't leave it in there long enough, and some metals really don't get so mitzuruf, so it's not a psik resha. Tosas also says here, by the way, I believe, I didn't do a scientific study, but if this Tosas is not the longest Tosas in all of Shas, then I don't know what is the longest Tosas in all of Shas. Take a look at this Tosas, Rabosai. You got the whole Lamed Daled and Beis onto the whole Lamed Hay Amud Aleph. Now that is a Tosas. Now, what's the topic of this Tosas? So this Tosas deals with many topics, but one of them is a world famous Tosas that appears in Ksubas also, where Tosas talks about Psik Resha Delo Nichale, because even if this is a psik resha, then it's going to happen. There's a famous machlokas between Tosas and the Aruch. That psik resha de lo nichle, Tosas says it's a mlach shen shrich l'guf, it's also mit rabbanon. And the Aruch holds psik resha de lo nichle is mutter. But here in this Tosas seems to say that even if we paskin like Tosas in Shulchan Aruch, that psik resha de lo nichle is pater avalasar. Now, but b'moko mitzvah, Tosas seems to say, even Tosas agrees that psik resha de lo nichle b'moko mitzvah will be mutter. So you know this comes up. Let's say a person forgets to shunt the alarm in his house before Shabbos. Happens all the time. You forget to shunt the alarm. So what's going to happen? You're going to walk out of your house and the light on your alarm is going to go from solid green to blinking green. You know what I'm talking about, Rabbi Say? You know what I'm talking about shunting the alarm? It's going to go from solid to blinking. So how are you allowed to, you're not allowed to leave your house the whole Shabbos. So my Rebbe, Rav Mordechai Willig, holds its mutter. You're allowed to go out of your house because it's a psik resha delo nichale by the rabbanans. It's going to be mutter. And if it's b'makom mitzvah, you're going out to shul or you're going out to do a mitzvah, you're going out to daven, so that you're going in to go eat the Shabbos meal, whatever it is. So first of all, psik resha delo nichale by the rabbanan. Rabbi Willig holds you could rely on something. You could rely on the aruch shita by psik resha delo nichale by the rabbanan. He holds by the rabbanan. And b'makom mitzvah also might be a reason to be lenient, according to this Tosas. Says the Gemara, Umi Amar Abai Hachi. Did Abai really say that Davar She'en Miskavein is mutter? V'atanya, didn't we learn in a b'raisa? Bisar or laso. V'ayom hashmini yimol bisar or laso. Obviously, bisar or laso. What else are you going to give a bris milah to? So what do we learn from the extra word? Bisar is extra. Even if the baby has tsaras, which you're not allowed to cut off, so we say, "Asay dochalosa, say your codes." You give him a bris milah and cut off the baharis. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, Vavinaba, Krol Amali. What do we need a pasuk for? Vamar Baile Rabbi Huda, Dama Davar She'en Miskavein Aser. If you hold Davar She'en, isn't it a Davar She'en Miskavein should be mutter? You have to work out why it's not a psik resha here also. But Abaye says, Rabbi Huda, Damar Davar She'en Miskavein Aser. So you see, Abai subscribes to Rabbi Huda's position. Says Gemara, Hani Mili B'chol HaTorah Kula. That's by an Isser Doraisa of Ketzitzas Baharis. Aval Hacha, but over here, placing the metal rod into the cold water, Tzeref the Rabbanani. Since this metal rod is not really a Kli, so it's only a Din de Rabbanan. It's only a Din de Rabbanan. So Rabbi Huda would agree that that it's mutter. Even Rabbi Huda would agree in this case that Davar She'en Miskavein which is not a psik resha by nisa de rabbanon, then Abai would hold like Rabbi Shimon that it would be mutter by nisa do raisa. So then you're right, Abai held like Rabbi Huda that Davar She'en Miskavein is going to be usher. But here, where it's only a Nisa d'Rabbanan, Abaye would agree that we hold like Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. That's the way some of the Rishonim say that it's mutter. Okay, so this massive, massive Tosos talking about under what circumstances do we say Davar Shem Miskaven Aser? Where do we say Davar Shem Miskaven Mutter? We generally hold Davar Shem Miskaven is mutter if it's not a psikresha. If it's a psikresha de lo nichale, so then you can be lenient maybe by a derabanan as well. We could be lenient like the Aruch, psikresha lo nichale. Okay. What's the root of the dispute Rabbi Chana Wasserman has? What's the root of the dispute between Tosas and the Aruch about whether you say psikresha de lo nichale is pater avalasser? That's what Tosas here says on our page. Or the Aruch who says psikresha de lo nichale is mutter. The question is, why is psikresha usser? Rabbi Chana Wasserman says like this. So Tosas holds it's one action. It's all one action. So it makes no difference whether it's nichale or lo nichale. In other words, what's the whole idea of Darvish Shein and Miskavin, right? What's the classic case? I'm dragging a bench, and it may or may not make a hole in the ground. Right? Remember this from Masechta Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi? I'm dragging a bench, and it may or may not make... So if it's for sure going to make a hole in the ground, so it's usser. It's a psikresha. Well, it's not a psikresha. It's a heavy bench, or it's not so heavy. We don't know. Is it going to make a hole in the ground? I don't know if it's going to or not. So that's a Darvish Shein and Miskavin. So so why would we say... Why would we say that a psikresha makes a davar shem miskaven usser? Psikresha. Why would a psikresha make usser? Because it's considered like all one action. The whole idea of davar shem miskaven is I'm just dragging a bench, and the ditch happens by itself. But if it's for sure going to happen, it's all one action. So you can't say you're not intending for that. It's all one action. So if you say it like that, that's tosis. So then, even if it's lo nichale, at the end of the day, it's still one action. It's still a problem. But why is the Aruch say psikresha lo nichale is mutter? Because he says it's not like it's one action. It's two actions. But if it's definitely going to happen, you can't say that I didn't have intention for it. You know for sure it's going to happen. That's kilu is kavanti, as Rabbi Chana Wasserman says. It's as if I had intention for it. So then you could say, if it's lo nichale, if it's not something I wanted, I didn't have intention for it. It's not something I even wanted. How can you tell me it's if I had intention? So that's the logic of the Aruch, that psikresha de lo nichale is mutter. Tosas holds the one maisa pshat, and the Aruch holds it's the kilu is kavanti pshat, and therefore, if it's lo nichale, that's going to be the difference. According to Tosas, even lo nichle is pater avalasser. According to the Aruch, lo nichle is going to be mutter. Okay, I'm sorry I said that fast, but you could listen to it over again on the tape. Hopefully, you'll figure it out. Okay, let's read the Mishnah. It's not a tape. What's a tape? I don't know what a tape is. Okay. Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Okay. Heviyu lebeis haparva. They brought the Kohen Gadol to the office, the mikvah that was on top of the Beis HaParva, Uva Kodesh Haisa, this mikvah was in the Azara. It was on the south side of the Azara, right near his office. Parsu Sadin Shalbutz Bein Alvena Am, they put up a white linen cloth, a sheet, so he shouldn't be embarrassed when he got naked to go into the mikvah. Kidesh Yadav Araglav, Upashat, so he washed his hands and feet from the kior, and then he took off his golden garments, which he had been doing all the avodas of the carbon tubin and the sprinkling of the blood with the gold garments, because this was the regular avoda. Rabbi Meir Omer, no, wrong order. Pashat, first he took off the gold garments, then Kidesh Yadav Araglav. Right? So according to Chachamim, first he washed his hands and feet while he was still wearing the golden garments, then he took them off. But according to Rabbi Meir, first he took off the garments, and then he washed his hands and feet. Then he went into the mikvah, Yarad V'Taval, Olav in his Stapog. He went down and into the mikvah, and then he went up and dried himself. Hevi'u lo bigdei lavan, they brought him the white garments. Lavash V'kidesh Yadav Raglav. He wore the white garments, and then again he washed his hands and feet. Earlier on Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara had explained that Tanakama holds the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is because of the garments that he's taking off. So he washes his hands and feet prior to removing the gold garments. However, Rav Meir holds that even the washing of the hands and feet prior to the tefillah and the washing of the hands and feet after the tefillah are all because of the new garments that he's wearing, and therefore first he takes off the old garments, and only then he washes his hands and feet. Oh, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, excuse me. Bishachar, in the morning, after the second mikveh going, when he's about to, the first time he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the first time he wears the white garments, and he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to burn the incense with the coals in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Hayalovish Plusin Shel Shneimasar Maneh. He was wearing white garments of 1,200 zuz, which is 12 maneh. Each maneh is 100 zuz. 12 maneh. Beinor Abayim, in the afternoon, when he wore the white garments for the second time, when he went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to remove the kaf and the machta, to remove the empty spoon and the empty shovel, Hinduyin Shel Shmone Meos Zuz. They were a little bit less expensive white garments from Hindu, I know from India, which were 800. The first one was 1,200, 12 money, which is 1,200 Zuz, and the second one were a little less expensive. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, b'shachar hayalovish shel shmona asar mane. In Shachris, it was 1,800, ubein arbayim shel shneim asar mane. Hakol, altogether, shloshim mane. The Gemara is going to explain, what do you need me to, you need me to count? 18 plus 12 is 30, shkayach, I know that. Shloshim mane. Elu mishel tzibur. These two sets of garments, either the 12 and the 8, or the 18 and the 12, came from public funds. V'imratza lahosif mosim mishelo. If the Kohen wanted to buy more expensive ones, he could add money on his own, but he would have to donate that money, like we learned in Shkolim. His mom could make special garments for him. He can donate on his own, but he would have to donate them. He would have to donate them to the public trust, and only then use them. Now, just in closing over here, right, we're going to see in the Gemara tomorrow. Why did he use less expensive ones in the afternoon? Because in the afternoon he was just removing. It was a much lesser of an avoda. He was just removing the kaf and the machta. We'll learn that in tomorrow's daf. Okay, Rabosai, we will stop here. Tomorrow morning we will have the daf at 7 o'clock. By the way, tomorrow's daf is all about Limud HaTorah. What a daf yomi coincidence. Unbelievable. All about Limud HaTorah. Amazing.